Oh, yeah, what a juicy podcast it was. For those wondering, when does he record this bit? Is it at the start of the show, at the end of the show, like a couple of hours later, literally about 10 seconds after the show ends? This is the pre-recorded message that I have to deliver in the podcast today. There will be Star Wars chat. Oh, yeah, happy May the 3rd. Everyone knows that's International Star Wars Day. If you're outraged and haven't heard the whole thing, just listen in. It all wraps up at the end in one tight little present. It's all nice. Our complaints. What's your complaint? Do you have a complaint about a complaint? Have you heard about a complaint? Has someone complained about you before? That was pretty interesting chat as well. The old complaints hotline. And Dr. Nikki, our favourite sexologist, she was on the show talking about female masturbation. It's my second favourite form of masturbation, me being a male, specialising in male masturbation, ever since a young boy. But it's good to learn. Good to learn. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Very exciting radio about to happen. Anyone who is in the car and listening to this broadcast right now, you are in on hopefully the bluff that is about to take place in the next 6 minutes. Today is Thursday, the 3rd of May. Therefore making on Friday, it being May the 4th. May the 4th, of course, International Star Wars Day, because May the 4th is a great play on words for May the Force be with you, a popular Star Wars reference. Star Wars fans around the world thought, hey, what better way to celebrate Star Wars than have an international day? May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. I don't know a whole heap about Star Wars, but in 6 minutes' time, after I do this break, we'll go to some ads, we'll play another song. I'm going to come back on the other side and do a fake phoner topic. Today is May the 3rd, International Star Wars Day. What's your favourite Star Wars moment? I'm going to pretend I'm real passionate about Star Wars. I'm going to pretend that May the 3rd is my favourite day because I celebrate Star Wars every single year. May the 3rd be with you. What a famous line in Star Wars. And hopefully, people who haven't tuned in right now will tune in 6 minutes from now. They'll get into their car and they'll hear this. There'll be a massive Star Wars fan and go, what the hell is this clown talking about? And people love it when I make mistakes on the air. You just see the phones light up. People are like, nap, you're wrong. Oh, I've got the right knowledge here. And hopefully we'll be able to trigger one of the world's biggest Star Wars fans who will start ringing up and say, no, it's May the 4th. May the Force be with you. And I'll be like, oh, I don't know about that. Producer Felix will be in on it. He'll be like, I don't know about that, but I might put you through the studio. What we need right now, people who are on this side of the bluff, very convincing people, people who know their Star Wars stuff, to play along that, no, it's May the 3rd, mate. And when this person rings up, we'll put you through as well, and we'll pretend that you've just called up on the air at the same time. But no, I'm listening. No, May the 3rd, my favourite Star Wars moment. Yeah. And try and convince this person who's so passionate about Star Wars that May the 4th is International Star Wars Day. Can we try and bluff and convince them enough for them to think that everything they've ever known has been a lie in the Star Wars world? And try and convince them that it's actually May the 3rd. Like I said, anyone who hears it now, you'll be well aware of what's going to happen in 6 minutes' time. We need a couple of people on 131060 who know all about Star Wars, know all about the game, because I don't know too much about it. All I know is that I'm going to bluff and pretend that I'm very passionate about it and that May the 3rd is International Star Wars Day. Need a couple of people on hold that we can throw to help try and get this potential triggered Star Wars fan in 6 minutes' time over the line. Risky radio, risky live pranky radio, but on 131060, if you reckon you've got the gift of the gab and you know a bit about Star Wars and you're keen to play along that May the 3rd is in fact International Star Wars Day, give us a call right now. We need you next, 131060. And on the other side of this, I will be saying that May the 3rd is International Star Wars Day. And to anyone not listening right now, you're in trouble. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey around the country on 131060. I don't know about you, but I'd just like to say on behalf of Star Wars fans and devotees everywhere, happy May the 3rd. Of course, International Star Wars Day, my favourite day of the year, May the 3rd. Does it get any better than this? Producer Felix, you're in your Darth Vader costume out there. May the 3rd be with you, brother.
Third be with you.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Luke Skywalker, obviously, the Supreme Leader. Absolutely love May the 3rd. Been celebrating May the 3rd ever since I was a little kid. It's an institution now. I love how Star Wars fans got together and said, we need an International Star Wars Day. And May the 3rd is the perfect day for that, of course, because it always refers to some classic dialogue in the movie. Love everything about May the 3rd. And I think just to celebrate, I mean, we do it most of the show today because it is May the 3rd. We'll be doing a lot of Star Wars content on 131060. If you just want to chat Star Wars, if you're a massive Star Wars fan who's celebrating May the 3rd, maybe you've got an event on today, maybe you're picking your outfit, maybe you're having a Star Wars party, whatever it is, just May the 3rd be with you on 131060. And if you want to give us a call, we've thought long and hard about this. I think, what's your favourite Star Wars character to celebrate May the 3rd? That would be fantastic, wouldn't it? What's your favourite Star Wars character out there, Producer Felix?
Oh, for sure.
Who's that?
C-3PO.
Oh, C-3PO. Yeah, dead set. And we're getting a couple of calls coming through. People very passionate about Star Wars and May the 3rd. And love to hear your favourite Star Wars character. For me, I think it's got to be... It's a toss-up between Obi-Wan and Luke Skywalker, I reckon. Maybe Chewbacca or Jar Jar Binks. I'm just so excited about May the 3rd. Tim, on the Gold Coast on 131060. Happy May the 3rd, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. But isn't it May the 4th? Like, May the 4th be with you?
Oh, May the 4th, yeah. They do say that in the movie, correct. But, yeah, no, May the 3rd, International Star Wars Day.
Is that right? I've lived a lie, mate.
Yeah, been celebrating it every year, May the 3rd.
I've been celebrating a day late every year.
What? You even watch Star Wars? What the hell? No.
No, apparently not, man.
No. May the 3rd, because, yeah, there's a whole heap of Star Wars events going around the country. May the 3rd. That's the thing. Don't celebrate on May the 4th. You got it all wrong. Well,
I'll mark this date on the calendar.
Yeah, maybe. Thanks, mate. Yeah, maybe have another shot. Yeah, thank you, Tim. 131060. A lot of calls coming through. What is your favourite Star Wars character? I think we've got some more listeners. Just a couple of people saying it's May the 4th, but I don't think so. Trevor on 131060. Happy May the 3rd, Trevor. Who's your favourite?
There you go, mate.
Yeah, good. Happy May the 3rd. Who's your favourite Star Wars character? What are you doing to celebrate this special day?
I actually thought it was May the 4th, not May the 3rd.
No. A couple of people have been ringing up saying that. We got James in Brisbane on 131060. You're a big Star Wars fan. I'm being right, aren't I, James? May the 3rd?
Mate, spot on. I've been celebrating it for years, and this is a particularly special year this year for... our little family. So my daughter has finally gotten to the age where we've sort of considered Star Wars appropriate for her to watch.
Yeah, great.
So she's all over it. And she's dressing up this year. I was sort of hoping that she'd go down the whole Princess Leia or Rey sort of thing, but no, she's a massive Han Solo fan. So she's dressing up as that and taking the day off school and everything. Cannot wait for it. So.
Great. Oh, awesome. Yeah, so you're just watching Star Wars all day. I mean, May the 3rd is just synonymous with watching Star Wars, dressing up in Star Wars stuff, isn't it?
Oh, completely. I just swapped my shifts around so I could have the day off, and so I'm driving home now. Mate, it's a massive day for us at home. I cannot wait.
Yeah, Trevor, May the 3rd, buddy, if you want to celebrate Star Wars.
Not a problem, mate.
All right, thank you. Nick in Campsie, you've always celebrated on May the 3rd, haven't you?
Yeah, mate, yeah. Big party organised, big dress-up party.
Yeah, awesome. Because Tony in Queensland, you're ringing up as a... I'm amazed how many people think it's May the 4th. Tony, you there?
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. What's your favourite Star Wars character? Happy May the 3rd.
Oh, happy May the 3rd. Oh, I thought it was May the 4th.
No.
Because May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, but it's the third force, isn't it? That's the thing. They do say May the 4th, but it's because of the third force that Anakin Skywalker does to Darth Vader.
Oh, well, you learn something new every day. Probably Han Solo or Princess Leia is my favourite.
Yeah, good. I appreciate that. Love Princess Leia. Oldie but a goodie, obviously. Alex from Brisbane on 131060. Hello.
Yeah, how you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. Happy May the 3rd.
It's actually May the 4th, and then you got Return of the 5th, and then Revenge of the 6th.
No, I haven't heard it. Maybe.
Never heard it?
No, I think it's May the 3rd. Nick, you've sent us through. You're a massive Star Wars fan. We always get Instagram photos from you dressed up as Star. I feel you'd know, wouldn't you? Nick, it's May the 3rd. You've always celebrated May the 3rd.
It is May the 3rd, mate. I hope it is, because we're having a mad
mad party for it, you know, and a big dress-up turnout. So it's going to be a bit silly if we turn up the wrong day, isn't
it? Yeah, I've always celebrated May the 3rd, and then Revenge of the Sith did that in November. I think it's late November from memory.
That's right. I mean, yeah, we've been doing this for years, so yeah.
Alex, are you really a Star Wars fan, Alex? I feel...
Mate, I'm a fanatic.
Yeah. That's the funny thing, though. Other Nick, we got Nick from Melbourne on 13 10 60. You've always celebrated May the 3rd, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
Yeah. See, I don't know what Alex is on about. Return of the 5th, Revenge. You've ever heard of Revenge of the 6th or anything?
May the 3rd be with you, mate.
Yeah, that's the thing. May the 3rd, Alex. So you're doing a 3-day marathon. It's not even the Star Wars day.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you do a 3-day marathon when there's Star Wars involved?
Well, yeah, very true, but you do it May the 1st, May the 2nd, May the 3rd, so then you finish with the big climax of May the 3rd be with you.
Oh, yeah, no wonders.
13, 10, 60. Nick, happy May the 3rd. I'd love to keep celebrating May the 3rd, of course, big Star Wars day. Keep the calls coming through, guys. I don't know what all those May the 4th calls are about, but happy May the 3rd. What's your favourite Star Wars character on 13, 10, 60? May the 3rd be with you. Get around it. My favourite day. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey around the country. 13, 10, 60. Doing happy May the 3rd. What's your favourite Star Wars character? Me favourite day. Me favourite day by far. And people ringing in trying to say that it's May the 4th and whatnot. But of course, all the true Star Wars fans out there, May the 3rd be with you. Get around it. Casey in Melbourne, what's your favourite Star Wars character?
Oh, favourite has to be Yoda.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Happy May the 3rd to you.
But I hate to break it to you. I want you to just Google it and even check on StarWars.com.
What do you mean? What do you
mean? Even check on StarWars.com. It started off as a funny pun. Everybody saying May the 4th be with you, and it turned into full-fledged Star Wars holiday, apparently.
Right.
Because you had me guessing when I heard it. I'm like, oh, crap, well, I've been doing it on the wrong day.
Yeah, right. Casey, how long have you been in your car for?
Oh, a while now.
How long have you been listening to the radio, this station, my show?
I've listened to it a fair bit. I'm on night shift, so I've listened to it every now and then.
All right, cool. I assume you've tuned over in the past 5 minutes or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Casey, here's what happened about 12 minutes ago. But in 6 minutes' time, after I do this break, we'll go to some ads, we'll play another song. I'm going to come back on the other side and do a fake phono topic. Today is May the 3rd, International Star Wars Day. Hopefully, people who haven't tuned in right now will tune in 6 minutes from now. They'll get into their car and they'll hear this. There'll be a massive Star Wars fan and go, what the hell is this clown talking about?
You know what? I love it because I was when I was hearing it. All of
us would have. So many people ringing through on 13 10 60, getting so angry. Aaliyah in Melbourne. You just you heard that, I assume, on hold, all the Star Wars fans that have been triggered.
Oh my goodness, I almost had a car accident because of how mad I was. I was like, who does this guy think he is? Like, what station am I listening to? Like, did I just change it now? So mad.
Yes, the theory being that, of course, Star Wars fans, some of the most passionate Star Wars fans, very easily get triggered and very angry indeed. And yes, everyone who tuned in 12 minutes ago was in on the prank, and the whole goal was to see if we could convince May the 4th Star Wars aficionados to think that it was actually May the 3rd. You stayed pretty strong. You and a couple of people, you refused. You went on StarWars.com, you Googled it, you scratched your head, and may the force be with you. Very strong force you got there, Aaliyah.
Yeah, we do our best.
And, thank you to the two Nicks and the other bloke, Tony. Or whoever was ringing in, who were our Star Wars convincers as well, who were in on the May the 3rd. May the 4th be with you guys, yes. Revenge of the 5th, Revenge of the 6th, yeah, blah, 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 whatever.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
I like adverts. Like Jed said, I reckon if if I was watching TV one day and there was a survey and the government just came and said, excuse me, a little pop quiz, would you like to see adverts for the rest of your life on telly or no adverts at all? I'd still choose adverts. Like, I like adverts. It breaks up the television show. 15-minute segments is enough. They have a little refresh. Either I stay and watch the adverts and all the cool, interesting marketing ploys, or I'll go get a coffee and then I'll come back down and watch the television show again. If I see an offensive advert, which I don't think has ever happened, but if I were to see an offensive advert, I'd probably just let those 15 to 30 seconds pass and then just move on with my life. I don't think if I saw an offensive advert, I'd sit down, I'd write a letter, I'd tell all my feelings, I'd go to the post office, I'd post the letter, and then wait for a response. I just don't think I'd do that. I don't think there's enough reward for effort there. I've never really felt the need to complain about anything, which is why this next story very much excites me. In a record few months, 2018 has produced one of the most complained about advertisements in AdStandard's 20-year history, with Sportsbet being slapped with bans from the industry watchdog.
Oh, the watchdog. Don't get on the wrong side of the watchdog.
AdStandards took the opportunity to reveal its top 10 most complained about ads from the last two decades. And coming in at number one was an ad that you may remember, considering that it only aired 2 months ago.
Oi, Romeo! Bet on NRL this week with Sportsbet, and if your team leads by 12 points, we'll pay you out straight away. 12 up, you win from Sportsbet.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm bloody outraged. I mean, what was it about the sports bet advert? Was it that maybe gambling and promoting the chance of winning large sums of money whilst betting on athletes maybe a little invasive during a children's time slot? Was it that? No. Could it maybe be that a lot of adults in this country struggle with problem gambling, and perhaps it's not appropriate to have gambling adverts dangled in front of us whilst we had our dinner? No, not that either. It's a highly offensive depiction that there may be some manscaping going on.
Oi, Romeo! Bet on NRL this week with Sportsbet, and if your team leads by 12 points, we'll pay you out straight away. 12 up, you win from Sportsbet.
Bloody sickens me. For those who haven't seen the advert or can't quite visualise it, it's just this chubby man, and you can see him from maybe the belly button up. And he's giving off the illusion that he's shaving his pubic hair. And then the voiceover says, Oi, Romeo. And then he gets startled and gives the illusion that he might have cut some of his pubic region with a razor. Outrage! 886 people were outraged at this and wrote letters in. And the watchdog has banned it. 131060. What's the most ridiculous thing you've received a complaint about? I mean, if you want to complain as well, you can ring up about that, but I'm more interested in the people who want to complain about the complaints that were made to them. I live in a world where complaints are rife in the industry. Never quite understood it. No, those people, they'll have a bad meal. They'll be like, right, the second I get home, I'm going to go on that internet. I'm going to complain. That'll show them.
One star on TripAdvisor.
Oh, that'll show them. That's just the tonic, isn't it? That's just the ticket for me receiving some sort of dodgy meal at a restaurant, despite me being richer than 98% of the population. And there are people on the other side of the world that would be happy with just one cup of rice. But you know what? My steak was a little undercooked, and I'd like to complain on the internet. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense at all. At least with like TripAdvisor or restaurant reviews or whatever they are, it's kind of easy to do it online, right? And with Facebook and Instagram, this page cops complaints all the time. We caught one just before about that vegan stuff. I'd like to change the channel, but I just thought I'd let you know on Instagram. I'm changing the channel because I'm vegan and I'm offended. All right, cool, whatever. I get that because it's kind of easier. But these TV ad ones, and if you want to make an official radio complaint, you literally have to handwrite it and post it. Like, it's that old school. I just don't understand why people do it. I think there's a lot of people in the services industry who are copping, like, complaints willy-nilly. And we're just sick of it. Stop complaining. Move on. Be offended. Bask in offense. It's not that bad. It's easy peasy. I mean, the amount of sex and stuff that we talk about on this show, producer, and what's our biggest complaint so far? Out of all the sex, all the swinging, all my dick chat, all my shit jokes, and someone got angry about us eating a sandwich or something? What was that?
Someone called up when we were talking about what do you do while driving to say, it's actually illegal to eat a sandwich while driving.
Oh!
That got forwarded onto the legal department.
That's right. It did, didn't it? We got Someone wrote a hand letter.
So, excuse me, that boy who does the midnight radio show, I was listening to all this swing, and then he talked about eating a sandwich in the car.
Oh, I'm offended. What is this world coming to? Jennifer, in Melbourne on 131060, was someone complaining about something to you?
Yes. I work in a cafe and they told me that the bacon was too porky.
Yeah, ridiculous.
On their breakfast. And I just looked at them and went, like...
Looks like something naughty happened and Lakey had to dump. Hold on to your boots while we work some radio magic. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey back in 10 seconds.
And you literally can't write this stuff. I had to dump right then because silly old Jennifer said the F word. And if that F word would have went to air, someone would have complained and we would have got a fine. Like, that is literally how the world works at the moment. Kirsty. Jennifer got a little scared. She got embarrassed that she accidentally said the F word and was hung up. But Kirsty from Queensland on 131060, most ridiculous complaint?
Well, I'm actually one of the... I haven't got a ridiculous complaint, but I'm one of the 880-odd people that made a complaint about that sports bet ad.
About the manscaping?
Yeah, I did.
That is a ridiculous complaint, Kirsty.
It was my mum hat. I've got young girls. It was the time of day that it was on that I complained about. It wasn't the content of it. It was just the time of the day that they were choosing to air it that I complained about.
All right. So talk us through this. They were watching Peppa Pig at 2 p.m. eating their two-minute noodles, sucking on a sippy cup. And they
Pretty much. They
saw a man from the belly button up, and he looked like he was shaving his willy.
Yep. It's an awkward conversation that I really don't want to have with my children.
What do you mean, though? So what did they say? They're like, excuse me, mummy, what was that man doing?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they are a little bit older than, you know, Peppa Pig age, but and they are of an age where they are very curious, and it's bordering on that, do we be completely honest or do we be, you know, sugarcoat the truth and pretend that, you know, we are all still Peppa Pig age?
Yeah. Maybe I'm a bit naive because I don't have any kids. But I also don't believe in secrets. I gave away my Facebook password live on the air just before and someone
yes,
pretty much
that
hacked
that.
So I don't believe in secrets. So I guess I can't really put myself in the seat where I think it would be awkward to explain to a child that, you know, just hair grows just above their private parts and some people
love to
trim
it. It's not about the hair thing. It was more, why is he removing it and why did he get called Romeo? Is it because he's got a Juliet? And then it came kind of spiraled into a kind of conversation about sex and growing up, that it was kind of like, this is probably not we need to talk about at the dinner table. Another time. It was more just, like I said, it was not that it was inappropriate. It was just the timing of go for your life after 8 p.m. Go for your life. Yeah. You know, air whatever the inappropriates are. But I think the timing that it was on the radio, on the TV, it was just probably a little bit inappropriate for...
Poor timing for Kirsty.
Poor timing. Yeah. I never thought that I'd be one of those mums that can't, but I'm not. That's probably the first and only ever complaint that I've made.
Did it feel therapeutic? Like, did it? Did you really feel like a bit of like, oh yeah, God?
I did. When I got the email to say that it had been, you know, what the actions were that were taken out of, I did do a little bit of a fist pump in the air to say, yep. Small win for me, but
That's a complainer's wet dream. That's lovely. That's exactly. Sorry. Don't make. Sorry, Kirsty. The kids aren't awake, are they?
No, I'm at work.
That'd be an awkward one.
Mummy, what'd that boy say? Wet dream on the radio. What's that all about?
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. It's
actually quite refreshing to understand that some people who complain are actually like quite normal people out there. I always imagine just an old Doris with a cup of mushroom soup or something scratching her old panties. Daniel, heading to Sydney on 131060. Hello.
Yeah, mate.
Had someone complain before?
Oh, mate, numerous complaints. I've got numbers on my truck and all people do is bring up and complain about me.
Oh, you're copping the complaints. Hang on. You're driving unsafe or you're not going the speed limit? What's going on?
Oh, no, it's not us, mate. It's the cars. It's not the trucks. It's the cars.
Yeah, so what are the car drivers complaining to you about?
They've got no idea what they're doing around a truck.
But who's complaining? People are complaining about you in the cars.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
But what are you doing wrong?
Nothing. I don't do anything wrong. I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, but what do they think you're doing wrong?
Oh, driving erratically, tailgating, speeding, you name it, mate.
And then how do they... So they ring up your truck company And then you'll get a couple of weeks later from the big boss, hey, mate, we got this report that you were driving in a straight line and you were going between 95 and 100 k's an hour on the freeway. What's this all about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you get a smart-ass boss, he'll just sack you.
Oh, really? Oh,
see, that, dead income, mate.
You've got to give benefit of the doubt to these things. Like, I've got a very supportive management team who are like, we heard that you talked about a rotting anal flesh the other night. We'd just like to say, bloody good job. We appreciate that. And could you do more hours on the radio for us, please?
Oh, mate, you're a champion.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. Cheers. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey. Craig, hold on. I can hear you there. We've got to go to a song, but maybe... if you've got any more complaints on 131060 or someone has complained to you, give us a buzz. We'll get to the big C next. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey right around the country, 131060. Would you like to complain about complainers on 131060? That's the question. Or would you like to complain about this show? Or what's the weirdest complaint you've received whilst at your work or just living your life? Complaints are funny, aren't they? Because you do. You're met with that fork in the road. There's something that bothers you. And I guess you've got two options, don't you? You either just let it flow like life is one big river. And you're like, okay, well, that thought can now drift off into the sunset forever. Or you could be like, you know what, I'd quite like to stew on that. Yeah, I'd quite like this to bubble away for a while. Yeah, I might write a letter. Yeah, where can I throw my bees? Which bonnet can I throw these bees in? Yeah, I'd like to make a few complaints, please. Because it's so stupid. Craig, Brisbane, 131060. Sorry, mate, you just missed the cut off the last one. Appreciate you hanging around.
That's all right.
What's the complaint?
Something I saw yesterday. I was in the chemist, and the guy in front of me, the girl said to him that it'll be $6 things. And he said, well, the price tag said $5.99. And she said, but it's $6. And he said, the price said $5.99. He said, I'm not paying $6. And she said, well, if you pay by card, it'll be $5. Oh, all right, then, I'll do that.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And when I got there, I said to her, do people complain a lot about 1 cent? She said, mate, you have no idea. All the time.
Do you think the landscape's changed? Because sometimes I get sucked down the Facebook rabbit hole and I read the comments and I'm like, God, people are so negative these days. But do you think people have always been this negative and there's just more ways and more mediums to sort of express that now? Do you think it's always been this, or you literally reckon people are becoming more PC and more complaint-worthy?
I think it's getting worse.
Do you?
You know, back in the day when probably our parents' day, they didn't complain so much. They just got on with it.
Yeah.
And these days, you know, we're in a complaining society. You complain to get stuff.
But I just wonder, like, I get that, yeah, I see lots of complaints. I hear about lots of complaints. I see it online. But I just think back and I'm like, okay, all my friends, all my family, all the people that I actually know in real life, they're not complaining. They're not getting offended by anything that, you know, you see in the media. They're not going nuts about some scandal that's plastered all over the news.
It's the PC world we live in, though.
Yeah, I just wonder if maybe they've got more avenues these days. It's always good to be in the box seat, though, when you're behind watching this complaint all sort of fold out.
Good.
You're like, oh, yeah, hold my beer. Let me watch this. Yeah. This is fantastic.
Yeah, mate.
Thank you, Craig. Good on you. Luke, in Brisbane on 131060, you like to make a complaint or complain about something?
Yeah, mate. The lady that just called up before about getting rid of that sports bet ad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling to complain about her. Thanks a lot for making us lose a good ad.
It was quite a good ad. Some solid content in there. Really like the whole manscaping joke. Hashtag relatable. Cut my pubes a few times in my history. Funnily enough, Kirsty actually rang back as well. She's here. Hello, Kirsty.
Hello.
Luke's not a fan of you. And dare I say, not to tar you with the complaint brush, but did I hear you talking to producer Felix out there complaining about why he still knew your name from before because he saved your name in the system and then he had to say, well, like 10,000 other listeners in the system.
I was complaining. I was more, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, obviously, well, whatever time it is.
Mm.
Third night shift in, didn't get a good sleep today. Me thinking, hang on a minute, did I say my name or... did I completely miss a whole part of the conversation that I didn't actually hear? Like, I was more hang on a minute, did I say my name and not think it? Did I just blank out for 5 minutes and more, not realise what I said?
More curiosity rather than a complaint
Yeah, not a complaint, just a curiosity.
Yeah, I mean, because I went to get a cup of tea and I just heard producer Phil say, nope, Kirsty, you're just saved in the system like 10,000 other people who've called up. We're not hoarding your data. It's okay.
Yeah, no, it's
merely to save time. Anyway, what were you calling up about? And Luke from Brisbane's still there as well. I feel producer Felix has really put on his producer's hat here, and he's maybe baiting all of us to see what's about to go on, the awkward conversation. Where all of us are now forced together and the music has cut. All right, in the court of law, Kirsty, you say what you were originally going to say first, and then Luke, you can say what you want to say.
About the complaint, about the sports bet complaint.
Well, I don't know. How come you rang up again?
Oh, it was just more because I was like, hang on a minute. It was more about, I wasn't ringing up to complain again or anything. It was more the, how the hell did you know my name before I even said it kind of thing. I wasn't complaining, honestly. And I don't want to be tarred with that brush as a complainer. I actually went to the supermarket today and took my time out and went to the service desk, and because everyone always complains and no one ever says when someone does a good job at anything, and I actually went out of my way to say that customer service was impeccable. So I'm not a complainer. I'm normally a... Oh, everything's roses. Okay. But yeah, except
for
that one.
All right, cool. Now, and you're a likable person. I said it's very refreshing. It's actually refreshing to hear someone who sounds quite normal and quite hip and up with things to complain, because I always imagine they were just Doris's eating mushroom soup, scratching their panties. However, Luke from Brisbane, you must stick around, Kirsty, to feel Luke's wrath. Luke, how do you feel? Because getting to know the inner workings of Kirsty and how she actually goes about her normal business, I actually still quite respect her, and I'm not willing to put her in the category of Doris. Eating mushroom soup.
Oh, really? I don't really care about much, so it doesn't really bother me.
Kirsty, on the other hand, really grinds my gears.
Wakey, wakey! It's Danny Lakey.
Sex.
Let's have sex.
I had sex with her.
And life. I'm gonna live.
With Dr. Nikki Goldsmith.
Yeah, now let's put a stop to this. Dead set, seriously. There's so much sex going on this show, and I'm making an executive call, Nikki Goldstein. Don't want to talk about sex tonight, penetration and all that. No way. Instead, sex is off the table, I'm afraid. Instead, could we just talk about clitoral stimulation and female masturbation instead? Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
I was thinking I was going to hang up. I'm like, if you don't want to talk about sex, then I'm going to bed. See ya.
Just not talking about peen and vagine tonight. More like the female masturbation thing, because, it sounds really horrible coming from my nasally voice, so maybe you should take over and do the heavy lifting here. But recent statistics would suggest that either females aren't admitting to masturbating or they're just not masturbating, which isn't good.
Well, I'll add one extra fact in there. It's actually masturbation month for the month of May. So I think this is probably even a better time to start talking about, and there's even a masturbation day. I know that they moved the date around, but it had something to do with some politician in the US who actually wanted masturbation to be included in the curriculum for schools when they do sex education. And I think she was fired because of that. That was a few years ago, like not ancient history. So it's important to talk about it, because at what point do we stop and actually say to women, hey, it's okay to masturbate and you should be masturbating more? We encourage boys to do it, and it's kind of all, it's comedy and it's laughed about. It's like, oh, little boys and boners, of course that's going to happen, and of course they're going to get up to no good. But at what point does someone start saying to a female, hey, masturbation is something you should be doing and it's great to be doing?
No sex. It says UK, US and Germany, 75% of females admit to it. And then going down to like Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, China, 50 to 60%. Where's Australia? Are we literally masturbating less than the Chinese? That's ridiculous.
Well, I think when you look at, say, inverted commas, real statistics, we really have to question when we get these studies, who was it that participated? What was the sample size? But I would say that, we're not as liberal as Europe, but we're quite an open-minded country. So I do feel like we speak about masturbation quite openly in Australia, but there's still a lot of people out there that have a lot of shame around it. And they think, oh no, they shouldn't be doing it. They shouldn't be doing it in a relationship because it's cheating on their partner, or they just don't feel like they own their sexuality enough that it's something they can openly say. So they might be doing it,
but not actually saying to anybody that they're doing it.
Oh, God. Surely that's not healthy in a relationship to think that masturbation is cheating on your partner. Do you agree with that? That's a little too far.
Well, I don't think it's healthy, but I do hear a lot of people that think that. Mm. Now, it is more common for women to think that than to men to think that, but it's a bit different. A lot of guys think, well, if I'm good enough, you shouldn't need to have to do that. A lot of women, especially if someone is hiding it, so when you get these situations of someone's doing it in the shower, they're doing it in the office, something like that, and they're hiding it from their partner, then they start to get really suspicious and feel like it's a deceitful act. So I think it's really important to note, just very, it's not a substitute for sex. It's like the icing on the it's like the sprinkles on the ice cream, you know, the icing on the cake. It's something that tastes great on its own, but then added with the cake, it's even better. I think I'm going with that analogy. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
You can masturbate on your own and it feels great. It's a great way to experience pleasure. But then it's also something that you can incorporate into, you know, intercourse with your partner. It may be something, if your partner's not giving you foreplay, give yourself foreplay. You know, why are we not looking at masturbation as a primary act that we should be doing in the bedroom?
Well, they call me Foreplay Jones. They call me the master of foreplay. However, Main Squeeze Nikki, she's more of a clitoral stimulation kind of girl rather than a G-spot penetrating kind of girl. But there's only so much she can be grinding up against my pubic bone, and there's only so much my pubic bone can do during the intercourse. So it's very common that sometimes I finish and then she hasn't quite yet, and then I'm like, Rob, babe, where do you want me? What do you want me to do? Sometimes I'll just do like a puppet show with my hands and like dance around while she finishes off. Sometimes I'll be there holding her, hugging her. Sometimes I'll be doing it myself. It's up to her. But that's the way she finishes, and I don't have any problem with that at all. There's nothing I can do.
Well, 80% of women achieve orgasm through clitoral stimulation. So it's a really common thing, and it's also very common that we're not going to, if we are finishing, because remember, having an orgasm is not necessarily the goal of sex, but if that's what you are concerned about, then the odds that we are to have an orgasm together, which we see in, you know, fantasy movies, that people lay on top of each other in the throes of passion and one comes and the other comes and they look at each other in their eyes. It doesn't really happen like that. We have different levels of how each of us achieve orgasm. So you might be in a situation where one person, maybe the man, has had an orgasm and the woman's going, well, I'd still like to finish. What are we to do? So you sound like you're a very generous partner. A lot of men tend to want to sleep, and that's a very natural response. So that leaves a particular act, potentially masturbation.
Mm. She doesn't mind that I fall asleep because, yeah, I think we've maybe simultaneously released about four times in our lives. It's like Hayley's Comet. It's like a lunar eclipse. It doesn't happen all the time. Even if I do fall asleep, she's like, well, can you just fall asleep on my back and squeeze my tits and play with my nipples whilst you're falling asleep? Yep, fine. And 5 minutes later, all done. Two happy customers. I think it's very healthy indeed.
Oh, good. Well, happy National Masturbation Month.
Get around it! Also, I would like to talk to you about marriages and popping the question too soon, Bachi in Paradise. There's a whole heap we need to unwrap about that. Can you stick around?
Of course, and I love Bachi in Paradise.
Wakey, it's Danny Lakey, still with sexologist Dr. Nikki Goldstein. You can check out her podcast on Podcast One, Sex and Life. She's here every Thursday morning on the show as well. Batchy in Paradise. Some of my trucky listeners, hey, they hate this. Like, oi, Lakey, you just watch yourself there. You're known as the alpha male sex man. Don't you go watching reality TV at 7:30 on Channel 10. You're really going to lose me.
Batchy in Paradise.
It's so good. It was so good. Tara and Sam, right, and they were sort of pitched as the normal couple, I guess, like almost the really cute, really relatable, just down to earth couple for the whole series. And I'm sure they are in real life as well. From very much the post media interviews, they seem very much down to earth as well. I could not believe that Sam popped down on one knee after 28 days and proposed to Tara. Usually that's left for the crazy, surely.
Well, I really thought it was going to be Ali and, is it Grant?
Yeah, big Grant, who lives in America.
Yeah, I thought it'd be Ali and Grant, but I was actually happy it was the other two, because I feel like out of everyone's relationships, theirs is the most genuine. So even though, yes, it does seem very soon, if it was going to be taken seriously, I think that couple takes the cake with it. Yeah, Ali and Grant, I mean, I could have guessed that it wouldn't last. Mm. And the thing that does concern me about this engagement is you are sitting on an island in Fiji with producers and their hair and makeup, and it's all very exciting and beautiful. what will the relationship be like when you step back to Australia and you step back into quietening down into normal life? I would be encouraging them to have a longer engagement.
Even in the real world, though, Bachelor in Paradise aside, why do people get married or propose to and engage so early on in a relationship? Like, what's the rush? Is there any psychology behind that? Because I don't know if I've got commitment issues or whatever, but I would never even think about getting down on one knee till after 3 or 4 years of knowing someone.
I feel like there's this fantasy around engagement, and the more we see it in movies and social media, and it looks so pretty. And I've especially been watching people around me who get engaged very early. You get stuck in this honeymoon phase. And, you know, we all feel it, and it's their lust is at an all-time high. You do tell your friends to be with that person. You want to be with them the whole time. The idea of being away from them for 5 minutes sends you crazy. You're texting each other during the day. It feels like it's such a powerful emotion, and it feels like this is right. We're in love. When you know, it's so romantic to have somebody make that very spontaneous decision. But at that phase, you know, we are looking at things like lust. How much is lust playing in those equations? You know, romance, excitement. You know, a lot of people don't know the person and they're stuck in this fantasy world. And it feels like it's right to be engaged. But I'd be encouraging people to wait until the dust settles a little bit. You know, wait until you get into routine and you're yelling at somebody for not taking out the rubbish and leaving the dirty undies on the floor and, you know, not hanging out the washing that you would like. Can you survive that? Because that's real life.
Here's a Danny Lakey handy tip. If feeling clucky, just smell their breath in the morning. That'll slow you right back down and that'll really give you a reality check.
Smell their breath in the morning, is that what's going to slow you down?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, Jesus Christ. I don't even care. Even angels like Ali Ochin, the next Bachelorette, her breath's even going to smell in the morning. That is what I'd have to do to slow myself down with her, because I feel like I've known her forever, and hashtag she is my soulmate, and I know that, and I'm in a bit of a moral conundrum at the moment where I'm still dating Main Squeeze Nikki, even though she's leaving overseas in 32 days, but the Bachelorette application form ends in 2 weeks. Is it okay for me to be applying now? Because I'll be a single man by the time I get on the show, hypothetically. It's all up in the air. It is very, very complicated in my life at the moment.
I want to see you on the Bachelorette. I need to see you on the TV screens, having a real crack at Ali. Sorry, Main Squeeze.
The things I would do to Ali Ochin, I tell you, they'd have to move it to an R18 time slot. I wouldn't be able to get any PG airtime. That's the thing with me.
I do feel like with these dating shows, like The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, all that, they do need the up late version. Mm. I want to know, Bachelor in Paradise, you put all these people together on an island. There was a bar the whole time and they were drinking very heavily. What happened in the sleeping arrangement? Because they say they only get dates, right? They get these date cards. But you're sitting around on an island socialising with each other. Surely they were bed hopping. Surely they weren't separated.
That's what me and my partner were thinking about when we were watching the show the whole time. We're like, we've got to keep in mind here that all these lovey-dovey scenes, what we've seen on TV, yes, it doesn't look like they've been spending much time, but they've literally been boning every single night. Like, that's what we're not seeing, and that's why they're so loved up. And there was a whole heap of condoms there, but you've got to also think they've all been STD checked before they came on the show. So they don't even need the condoms in the end.
Well, you still got this issue of pregnancy.
Ah, forgot about that one.
Do we have to get back to the basics?
No. I forget babies exist every now and then. It's been about 4 years since I've even seen a baby. I just don't live in that world at the moment.
Okay. Would you like me to read you a book about where do babies come from?
The sausage goes in the bun and then a pelican drops the baby off at the door 9 months later. It's a beautiful thing, Dr. Nikki Goldstein. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much. I'll chat to you next week, eh?
Thanks.